WTAW News Time is 6:05. It's 44 degrees right now at the studios. We'll take a look at your forecast coming up after the news. Good morning, I'm Patrick Zeiner. The site has been selected for College Station's new police department offices.
A city council majority chose a 12-acre site at Dartmouth and Krennic Tap that borders Central Park. Carl Mooney is one of two council members interested in another corner of the same intersection, which is next to Municipal Court in the utilities office. With the purchase of three privately owned lots, it would create a similar amount of property.
I would love to see us aggressively pursue those residential properties and explore Site B so that we could sustain Site C as part of Central Park for future development of the park.
John Nichols supported the staff recommendation to build next to Central Park.
I have some sympathy for the idea that Site B would make some sense, but I think the time it would take you to acquire that land at least puts you off another year before you could design anything.
The design of the new campus is expected to take the balance of this year, with construction starting next year and completion in 2018. Bill Oliver, News Talk 1620 WTAW.
A crowded public hearing in San Antonio about an idea for a rollback on property taxes has the attention of local governments statewide. That includes Brian Mayor Jason Bianski, who on WTAW's The Infomaniacs says it's a good idea anytime to bring relief to property owners.
There's been talks about reducing the property taxes in Texas, and increase in sales taxes and user taxes, and you know, so those that maybe aren't paying property taxes but they're out buying, you know, $300 pair of tennis shoes will pay a higher tax, and the $50,000 cars will pay a higher tax. So there's different variations of ways we can do it.
According to a news release from the Senate Select Committee on Property Tax Reform and Relief, there was a standing room only crowd of 250. There were 6 hours of testimony from 50 people about tax relief and reform and the appraisal process in Texas. The centennial year of the Texas A&M Vet School was launched in Austin yesterday with an announcement of expanding programs to four sister institutions.
We will have Texas A&M veterinary faculty on site at these different universities.
Dean Eleanor Green says initially, first-year vet school students will continue to come to College Station.
However, who knows what the future holds? So we're very open to what flows and what is the best way to accomplish our goals.
Participating in the vet school expansion are Prairie View, Kingsville, Tarleton, and West Texas A&M. The expansion is the result of recommendations made more than 6 years ago by the state to add more vets in rural areas and increase the number of underrepresented minorities entering the profession. The announcement comes as the vet school opens a $120 million facility this fall, which can accommodate another 20 to 30 students. Bryan Police has received and is sharing video of the armed robbery last Saturday night at Pepe's restaurant. You can see the video at WTAW.com. Three people were not hurt and an undisclosed amount of money was taken. The men are also accused of gunfire towards a nearby vehicle with four people inside. They also escaped injury. H-E-B stores and the U.S. Consumer Product Safety Commission have announced a recall of 41,000 sets of cookware. That's after seven reports of metal discs covering rivets connecting a frying pan to its handle popping off. More information is online at WTAW.com. No injuries have been reported. WTAW News Time is 6:08. It's 44 degrees. We'll have more news for you coming up at 6:30. I'm Patrick Zeiner, News Talk 1620 WTAW.
Aggieland Carpet One is Aggieland's best flooring store. Listen to a past customer comment. Great teamwork. We were very happy with everyone. The large display mock-ups were very important in making our decisions, and scheduling was a breeze. We will recommend you to all of our family and friends. Aggieland Carpet One was a pure pleasure to work with.
Come see us today at Aggieland Carpet One next to Harley Davidson on Highway 6.
Good morning, it's 6:09. Our Brazos Valley weather forecast is brought to you this morning by the folks at Wilton's Office Works. They're located on the freeway between University and Briarcrest, or at Wilton's.com. Wilton's, with furniture, supplies for your office, and so much more.
High pressure continues to control our weather. A great-looking day and a very nice weekend coming up. We usually don't say that about weekends in January, but this one's going to be good. Abundant sunshine, highs of 70 to 75 today. Clear overnight, 45 to 50. Sunshine and breezy tomorrow, 70 to 75. Tomorrow night, clear to partly cloudy, breezy, 55 to 60. Sunny and breezy during the day on Sunday. High temperatures will be close to 70. I'm meteorologist Rob Carrollton for News Talk 1620 WTAW.
Aggie women go to Alabama and come back with a win. It's Iowa State and Texas A&M, and two ranked teams showing off at Reed Arena tomorrow. And the A&M women are at home on Sunday. It's kind of like Super Bowl, if you will.
Yeah.
And the most important professional football game of the year this weekend, it's the Pro Bowl.
Oh.
The reason that is the the most exciting game is you have no idea who is actually going to play. Phantom injuries abound. I just listened earlier this week to Doug Gottlieb, who is, by the way, a former Missouri basketball player. I don't know how a guy named Gottlieb ended up in Missouri, but
yeah,
anyway.
Yeah.
But he does a show on CBS, and he's on now from 2 until 4.
And I
like him. I like his attitude. I didn't stay for the bit, but this week he did a bit where his producer came up with a list of professional football players' names, and he was supposed to guess whether or not they had been Pro Bowlers.
Oh.
I think they're called All-Stars now. Michael Irvin chooses one team, and Jerry Rice chooses another, which is the ultimate pickup game, right? Who's the last one always picked in the pickup game, right?
Yeah.
Later today, I found this morning. Actually, we got it yesterday. I just didn't have time to mess with it. How can you tell if a conspiracy is conspiracy theory is real or not?
I don't know.
There's apparently math that we can lay into math. There's a mathematical way that we can lay into that and figure it out. We have Barbie in three different styles now so that everybody can feel good.
Small, medium, and large?
Well, let's just say realistic. Because, I mean, if you think about that, girls wanted to be like Barbie, but in fact, if you had, I forget what the stats are, but if you blew her up to life size, her waist was going to be like 19 inches, so that probably wouldn't
No, probably work. Not.
The Fiat that was used to transport Pope Francis during his visit to Philadelphia will be auctioned off at the Philadelphia Auto Show today. Proceeds for the sale will benefit the Roman Catholic Archdiocese of Philadelphia. The Fiat was one of six used during the Pontiff's visit to Washington, New York, and Philadelphia.
Six?
Yeah. Used two per... Well, you know, especially if you auction them all off, though. That's a great thing.
Oh,
so it could
I
be,
see.
Yeah, I don't know.
That's like changing the flag every 5 minutes
exactly,
at the Capitol.
Exactly,
okay,
exactly.
It.
So that you can give one of those away or auction it off. He used a white Jeep with open sides as his Pope mobile that allowed Pope Francis, of course, to kiss babies as he passed by. There's a rumor that Donald Trump's going to be doing the exact same thing.
It's going to be a good day.
He won't even shake hands. There's no way he's kissing a
yeah, really.
Infant.
Yeah.
We got a lot of
information.
Hey.
Situation.
Hey, it's Friday.
It is Friday.
Oh, my God.
Is Kevin going to show up?
Eventually.
Oh, okay.
Yeah. I think we're safe.
Okay, I thought maybe I didn't get the memo that we weren't working today, but anyway, yeah, I know. He's bending the steering wheel as he's driving in.
Yes,
the BBSO's very own concert master, Javier Chaparro, and his band, Salud, take to the stage with the symphony for this very special concert. Join us for an exciting evening of romance, jazz, and fun, beginning with Bowling Suite for Violin and Jazz Piano Trio. The symphony will also premiere new works composed by Javier himself, featuring the romantic sounds of South American music and irresistible Latin jazz, on Sunday, January 31st at 5 p.m. in Rudder Theater. Tickets are available at bvso.org or by calling 845-1234. The Brazos Valley Symphony Orchestra, making music come alive.
News Talk 1620 WTAW. It's 6:14. It is, in fact, Friday. It's the 29th day of the year. That means we have 337 of them to go. It's Curmudgeon's Day! Yay!
Nah.
If you want to be a curmudgeon, today's the day to do it. National Puzzle Day. Do you have a favorite kind of puzzle?
Are we talking about the interlocking pieces?
Well,
jigsaw?
No, I think I would just say puzzle.
In general.
Anything.
Solve.
Yeah.
Solve for anything.
Exactly.
All right.
Yeah, yeah. Got one?
No, usually they're more like, not conundrums or...
Mm-hmm. I found that it's interesting. I enjoy Jumble.
Uh-huh. Yes.
But it's...
I used to enjoy Eyeball Benders a lot.
I don't know what that is.
No, they do close-up photos of something, and you're supposed to guess what it is.
Oh, okay, okay.
That was in Games Magazine.
That was a great magazine.
Oh, is it not around
anymore? I think it is.
Oh,
I
need a new subscription.
Will Shorts is the guy who was the editor of that, and I liked it. I just got to the point where I wasn't, you know, I was just sitting there. I wasn't getting around to it. But it does a lot of different things, and I think probably back in the day, it introduced a lot of people to a lot of different games that they, you know, might not have known. Obviously, we know crossword puzzles.
Mm-hmm.
We know things like Jumble. Sudoku has become somewhat of
that
a
that I really
deal.
Enjoy.
Now, well, let me introduce you to something.
Oh.
Okay. So Sudoku is a deal, folks, where you have boxes, and you have 1 through 9 in each box, and then you have lines across, and you that's 1 through 9 as well.
It's a 9x9 grid.
Exactly. And that's a neat thing. And what's always fun is you get to the point, you got 3 moves left, and then you realize you screwed up. So yeah. Don't do it in pen.
Yeah. Exactly.
And what they do is they preset numbers throughout the mm-hmm. square so that you kind of get, it's a logic type thing. But there is a game that happens to be at a toy store in Bryan, Texas, that is Color Coo.
Yeah.
Color Coo.
Yes.
It makes you think differently.
Exactly. And it's neat because they just have a deal where, you know, you make 1 is orange, 2 is black. And so you can take the ones that you see in the newspaper or online, and you can load up the grid with the balls. But for some people, they can solve that better than actually doing the numbers.
Really?
Yeah, no.
To me, that would be harder.
Yeah. No, we've done that like standing in the kitchen. You know, we'll put that thing up and do it.
I have a feeling that would work infinitely better for me than numbers.
Well, probably so, but it is. It's a fun game. It's called Color Coo, and it gives you a chance to do that. And that's the other thing is, that's the kind of thing that kids can play. I mean, as soon as they recognize their numbers, they can be doing that kind of thing.
If you haven't played Sudoku, but you've played Minesweeper, it's sort of similar to that.
Okay, and then there's one called Ken Ken. I looked at that the other day, and I went, yeah. But anyway, games. Enough of that.
Interesting.
It's Free Thinkers Day. It's a good morning. How are you?
Good, thanks.
Okay, it's a Seeing Eye Dog Day, and it's Corn Chip Day. All right, now, corn chips. Are you hooked on Fritos? Or does it?
Got chili.
But does the generic work?
No. That's one of the very small situations where it does matter to me.
Okay. All right.
Lightly salted.
See, and they have.
I prefer it.
They've come out with that, which was really a smart thing to do. It was a really smart thing to do because it does have a lot of salt. But they say also that if you're trying to lose weight, smelling Fritos helps.
Really?
Yep.
It makes my stomach ache.
Yeah, well, see, I really
want to eat all those.
Not the intended outcome of that. All right, we got some birthdays.
See, my first thought would be, ooh, chili.
Yeah. Speaker of the House Paul Ryan is 46 years old today.
Oprah,
richer this week because she told people she wasn't as fat as she used to be.
And she celebrated by getting older.
Yeah.
62 years old. Isabella Lucas is 31. Anita Onassis Rosal. Yeah. Aristotle Onassis' kid,
oh, sure.
31. Eric Paslay is 33. He's a country singer. Adam Lambert from American Idol fame is 34. Johnny Lang is 35 today. Justin Hartley is 39 from Smallville. Sarah Gilbert from Roseanne, 41. Heather Graham is 46 from Austin Powers movies. Paul Ryan is 46. Mitt's vice president. Good Lord.
I'm sorry?
Mitt's vice presidential candidate.
Running mate.
He does that other thing, too. Yeah. Edward Burns is 48 from Sideways. Greg Louganis, 56 years old. Judy Norton Taylor, 58 from The Waltons. Irene Mandrell, one of the Mandrell sisters, is 60.
I think it's Earlene, but that's okay.
Okay.
Yeah.
Angelian, 66. Mark Singer, 68. Tom Selleck, Mr. Mustache, 71. And Catherine Ross, 76 years old.
Whoa! Catherine Ross from The Graduate?
That would be her.
Uh-huh.
Wow.
You know who she's married to?
No.
Sam Elliott.
Really?
Yep. They've been married for a long time.
I'll That's be
25, 28 years.
Wonder how often they have beef for dinner.
Yeah, really. Yeah. And drives his Dodge truck in. Yeah. Anyhow. Claudine Lauger, singer, dancer, and convicted murderer. Shot Spider Savage, 74 years old. On Saturday, it's Inane Answering Message Day. I like that. Croissant Day. And National Seed Swap Day. What, do you send seeds to a stranger and hope they send some back?
I think so, actually.
Is that right? Is that how you do that?
Seed trading?
Well, especially if you have a heritage-style beans or tomatoes or something. Sure.
Okay, or, you know, they don't tell you and you plant it and find out, right?
Good luck.
Yeah, see how that works. That's the birthdays.
We have Kid Cudi, who is a singer, is 32 years old. Vladimir Good Lord. Wilmer Valderrama is 36 years old. He was Fez in the 70s show. Josh Kelly is 36 years old. MTV comedian Andy Milakis is 40. Christian Bale, I'm Batman, 42 years old. Brett Butler is 58. Great show. And then she unfortunately kind of fell apart.
Yep.
Phil Collins, 65. Oh. Charles S. Dutton, 65. Marty Balin is 74 from Jefferson Airplane. Chaney, Mr. Dick Chaney, is 75 years old. Vanessa Redgrave is 79. And Gene Hackman, 86 years old today.
Didn't get into acting until he was 30. Oh, wow. Old people remember him as Popeye Doyle, but I don't know. It's tough to beat Hoosiers.
I couldn't agree more.
Yeah.
That's an all-timer.
Yeah, and it was the first choice to play that Silence of the Lambs dude.
Oh, I remember hearing something about that.
Exactly. Anyhow, all right. Also, it's the anniversary of the first brawl in the House of Representatives. I mean, it actually was a fight between congressmen in Vermont and Connecticut. First episode of The Lone Ranger, 1933 on this date. George Seton was the masked man. The Franklin Roosevelt dime, as we know it, showed up tomorrow's date 70 years ago. The first moving sidewalk went into operation at Love Field in Dallas, Texas, 1950, January the 30th. And in 1973, the rock group Kiss debuted. People had to think, what the hell is that?
This is crazy.
Sunday, it's Backards Day. It's Inspire Your Heart with the Arts Day and Brandy Alexander Day. All right.
I don't think I've ever had one of those.
All right. A lot of disc jockeys named Brandy Alexander.
Yes.
You ever notice that?
Absolutely.
Yeah. All right, go ahead.
Joel Courtney, 20 years old from the movie Super 8. Marcus Mumford from Mumford & Son, 29 years old. Tyler Hubbard is 29. He's one half of the Florida Georgia Line. Justin Timberlake is 35 years old. Kerry Washington is 39 from Scandal. Anna Silk is 42 years old from Lost Girl. Portia de Rossi is Ellen DeGeneres' lady friend, 43 years old. Minnie Driver's 46, and Anthony LaPaglia is 57. Oh, Johnny Rotten from the Sex Pistols, 60 years old.
Jessica Walter, you got her?
Oh, and Nolan Ryan, and I didn't have Jessica Walter.
Okay.
Nolan Ryan, 69.
Okay. Jessica Walter's funny. Arrested Development, Archer, 75. And Scotch Tape. Happy birthday to Scotch Tape on Sunday. It was developed in 1928 by Richard Drew at 3M. So there you go.
Yay!
Turn up your radio. Here's the Sean Hannity Morning Minute.
All right, on a day that is reserved for remembering the victims of the Holocaust, well, you've got the Iranian Supreme Leader, Ali Khamenei. Well, he thought it would be an appropriate time to publish a video questioning the existence of the Holocaust. Remember the same guy that said to wipe Israel off the map, the same country, and also suggesting that negotiating a nuclear deal with America, well, the destruction of Israel is non-negotiable. According to the Washington Times, they posted a video where he says, quote, "It's not clear whether the core of the Holocaust is a reality or not." And then he went on to accuse America of assisting the, quote, fake Zionist regime and said the U.S. is lying when they say that they're opposed to terrorism and ISIS. Aren't you glad Obama and Kerry gave these guys billions of your dollars and sanction relief?
Check out the Sean Hannity radio show later today, right here.
Sean Hannity, weekdays at 2 on News Talk 1620, WTAW.
Living the life of a small business owner is hard and full of unexpected challenges. For example, my dad was one of the wisest men I know. So when he told me as a young man out of college, "Michael, you're a man now. You're about to be married. You have responsibilities. You'd be a fool to start your own business." I did what any loving son would do. I started 5 of them. Hi, I'm Mike Kappel, founder and CEO of Patriot Software. If you're a small business owner, I'm sure you have plenty of stories just like mine. I'm also sure there are 2 things you don't have plenty of: time and money. That's why I built Patriot Software, to give you a payroll solution that lets you keep your time and money. Our payroll starts at just $10 a month. It's easy to use. There are no long-term contracts. And if you need help, we will help you for free. Just go to PatriotSoftware.com and enter promo code 3737, and I'll give you 2 months of payroll processing free. That's PatriotSoftware.com, promo code 3737.
A new voice, new ideas, and a whole lot of energy is just what the Commissioner's Court needs. Hi, I'm Gabriel Garcia, born and raised in Brazos County, graduate of Texas A&M University. As a 10-year business owner with years of volunteer service to the community, I have a great foundation to be a good commissioner. I am a conservative Republican because of my strong values of faith, family, and freedom. Vote for me, Gabriel Garcia, for Brazos County Commissioner, Precinct 3.
Political ad paid for by Gabriel Garcia campaign. Patrick Sevcek, Treasurer.
I'm Jennifer Kishenko with Your Money Now. As the digital ad market booms and demand for smartphones wane, Alphabet could soon dethrone Apple as the world's most valuable company. If it happens, Alphabet will move to the head of the class just 5 months after Google reorganized itself under the holding company. The Silicon Valley rivals could trade places as early as today, given how rapidly the financial gap between them is narrowing. Average long-term mortgage rates fell this week for a fourth straight week. The average rate on a 30-year fixed-rate mortgage slipped to 3.79% from 3.81%. The average rate on a 15-year declined to 3.07%. Economists expect that when the government releases GDP figures this morning, they'll show that the economy grew at a minuscule 0.9% annual rate in the October to December quarter. Forecasters say a key reason is likely a broad effort by businesses last quarter to reduce their overhang of unsold goods. On Wall Street, futures pointing to a higher open. That's Your Money Now.
It's panic time. The boss just asked you when that new building will be completed, and you haven't even started yet. Well, don't panic. Call the name you know, General Steel. You've known General Steel for decades, and you know they'll save you about half the cost and about half the time of conventional construction. But did you know that General Steel has provided buildings for some of the biggest names in business and government? And did you know the General can provide pre-construction planning services for your total project? And I'll bet you didn't know you can get General Steel quality and save thousands. For example, a 40-foot by 60-foot building for under $22,000, or a 50 by 100 for under $35,000. That's right, 5,000 square feet for under $35,000. And all with General Steel's 50-year structural warranty. So don't panic. Call now and lock in some of the lowest prices this year. 866-95-STEEL. Call 866-95-STEEL today. Quick, the boss is coming. That's 866-957-8335.
Hi, I'm Kevin O'Connor, and this is my commentary brought to you by Boardwalk Spa. Someone has finally figured out a way to actually get you excited to send out thank you cards. The website, thinkgeek.com, is selling envelopes with chocolate-flavored seals. So when you lick the envelopes to close them, instead of tasting like horrible paper and glue and bleh, you taste delicious chocolate.
Nom, 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 nom.
Now, they're kind of expensive. 10 envelopes, 10 blank note cards, $13. Now, if we can just take this to other things, like meds, good heavens, there's got to be a way to do that, which we discussed yesterday. Somebody's trying with ice cream. How about other products that could be fixed, like some kind of RFID chip for toilet paper so you know when you're about out, or a proximity-type fuse for your pens so if someone steals it, it would explode in their purse or in their pocket? How about an auto return for anyone that sends you stupid game requests on Facebook? They send the request, and they get a bounce back that shuts down their computer, telling them it's punishment for being a bother. After all, we can fix a scourge that has been nasty-tasting envelopes for years. Surely, we can knock this problem out. And I know I've said this before, but it bears repeating. NASA has some free time. Perhaps they could get to work on this. And that's my commentary brought to you by Boardwalk Spa, where I just was yesterday, as a matter of fact, and got a fantastical massage, because I needed one. It's a lot more fun when you just go get one because you want one, though. And you can get those kind of massages. They also do deep tissue, hot stone, manicures, pedicures, facials. It's a great way to get somebody the perfect gift just for them on Valentine's Day. And you can do it without even getting up from your desk. All you have to do is log on to BoardwalkSpa.com. You can get the gift certificate right there. Again, it's BoardwalkSpa.com. I'm Kevin O'Connor. Thank you for listening.
Good morning. It's 6:29. Our Brazos Valley weather forecast is brought to you by Action Sports, home of the new 2015 Can-Am Spyder and 2015 Kawasaki Mule Pro FXT. Stop by and see them yourself at Action Sports, 202 Holloman Drive East, or click on actionsportstx.com. Boy, it's been a while since we've had a weekend this nice, actually, and it kind of goes on into the start of next week, so that's good. 71 today, maybe a little breezy, gusts up to 20 miles an hour out of the south, but it'll be all right. 49 for a low tonight. Tomorrow, 74. Again, breezy, up to about 25 miles an hour. On Sunday, sunny and 77 degrees. And again, the winds will be up. And Monday, we're looking at 75 for a high temperature. Slight chance of showers coming into the forecast Monday night at about 30%. We'll have a low of 52. And then it's a little bit cooler on Tuesday of next week, but still we're looking at 60 degrees. So we got a run of about 5 days that ought to be pretty nice out there. Right now the winds are calm, 77% relative humidity, and we've got 40 degrees.
When you volunteer and give to others, what you get back you may not see, but it's still a powerful reward. I'm Mike Carruthers with Something You Should Know, coming up.
If you have sore joints, discover a breakthrough in joint health. Cosamin ASU. A unique patented formula, Cosamin ASU goes to work fast on a cellular level inside your joints. Its active ingredients are shown to inhibit specific enzymes that break down cartilage as you age, helping protect the joint cushioning cartilage important for comfortable activity. Try Cosamin ASU at Costco.com and other fine retailers.
At The Y, it's about more than sports and working out.
It's about making my community better.
Living a healthier life.
Spending time together as a family.
It's where I go to learn and play after school.
The Y strengthens communities.
By helping kids reach their full potential.
Encouraging healthy living.
And inspiring social responsibility.
Get involved. Find the Y near you. Visit YMCA.net.
Giving to others, volunteering, paying it forward, whatever you want to call it.
Whenever you are in that zone of generosity and contributing to the lives of others, you are, in fact, getting.
Stephen G. Post, author of the book The Hidden Gifts of Helping, says what you're getting are improved health and improved happiness.
The two things that really contribute most to American happiness are, one, close friendships, where there's a lot of support but also a lot of kindness toward a close friend. And that's 76% find that to be their major source of happiness. And then 75% say that their other chief source of happiness is just, quote, contributing to the lives of others.
We also know that selfless giving has big benefits for people who are depressed.
You do intervention studies, you send them out into communities to spend a couple of hours just doing things that contribute meaningfully to the world around them, and their depression over a period of 6 weeks is reduced considerably.
And what's interesting, says Stephen, is you don't have to give a lot of yourself to get a lot of the benefits back. In fact, on average,
41% of Americans volunteered. Now, they only volunteered on average 100 hours for the whole year, which comes down to a couple of hours a week. So this is not a lot of time, but it makes a difference.
It's somethingyoushouldknow.net. I'm Mike Carruthers, and that's Something You Should Know.
WTAW News Time is 6:33. It's 44 degrees right now at the studios. We'll take a look at your forecast coming up after the news. Good morning, I'm Patrick Zeiner. The College Station City Council is proceeding with a new police department campus next to Central Park at Dartmouth and Crenic Tap.
Staff says CSPD's current building at 29,000 square feet is less than half of what it should be for the city's current population of just over 100,000. Mayor Nancy Berry wanted the new building to handle a population of 200,000.
If you could go back to that, yeah. The first floor is 47 and the second floor is 20. Why couldn't the second floor also be 47?
That's certainly something we can look
at. And I think we ought to consider that, because I don't think 79,000 square feet is going to be adequate.
Blanche Brick wanted to pursue purchasing privately owned land near the utilities office and municipal court. That, combined with what the city already owns, would provide a similar amount of space.
Putting it on Site B, it would connect with some city buildings we already have, if we could get that other property. And it wouldn't totally use up this, which is more of a park area, going into Central Park. I have real hesitations with just settling on that, because it's there and open and easy. It's the low-hanging fruit, but it's nothing that we can replace very easily in that area.
Construction would start next year with completion expected in 2018. Bill Oliver, Newstalk 1620 WTAW.
The Texas A&M Vet School is going to have a presence on four sister campuses in the A&M system.
We have this nationally ranked, third in the nation, sixth in the world, that we are going to bring a university of that caliber to each one of these sites to then mesh with the quality faculty and the quality programs they have there.
Vet School Dean Eleanor Green says they're in the process of hiring two people to teach and do research at West Texas A&M. Similar efforts will take place at Prairie View, Tarleton, and Kingsville. A&M officials say it's their response to recommendations made by the state's Higher Education Coordinating Board 6 years ago. A study recommended increasing the number of underrepresented minorities entering the profession and adding more vets in rural areas to better serve the livestock industry as well as deer and wildlife interests. Green says this coincides with the opening of their new $120 million complex this fall in College Station, which can handle another 20 to 30 students and is set up for distance learning. State senators spent 6 hours in San Antonio on Wednesday hearing from 50 residents about tax relief and reform and the appraisal process in Texas. Brian Mayer Jason Bayensky on WTAW's The Infomaniacs says it will be up to local governments to work within their budgets, and he referred to comments made by one of the presenters at this week's Economic Outlook conference about how voters should determine what's best for their community.
As Henry Mayo said in his presentation yesterday, when Brian decided to pave the roads in town, and that wasn't a common thing, and everyone was touting their fine dirt roads, and Brian passed a Travis Bryan Sr., I believe, was behind passing a tax implemented that passed. Like 90% of the people voted in favor for it to pave the streets in Bryan to bring commerce to the city and to bring automobiles to the city. And sure, that was good for business and economic development back in the early 1900s.
The Senate Select Committee on Property Tax Reform and Relief drew a standing room only crowd of 250. Just a year after Texas combined car registration and inspection stickers into one, state lawmakers are now considering doing away with safety inspections altogether.
Texas is one of the few remaining states that still requires yearly inspections for passenger vehicles.
It's 35 states now that do not have the inspection. The federal government quit requiring it.
The Fed stopped requiring the inspections in 1976. State Senator Don Huffines is considering legislation.
It looks like to me that we're talking about $266 million tax cut to the residents of the state of Texas.
Donna Huff of the Texas Commission on Environmental Quality says the EPA could be a sticking point.
That they federally administer their own INM program in the state.
In Austin, Chris Fox, TSN News.
$2 billion in traffic congestion and intrastate connectivity relief has the preliminary approval of the Texas Transportation Commission. State Representative Charlie Guerin of suburban Fort Worth took exception with some at yesterday's Transportation Commission hearing, who referred to the 10-year initiative as state charity.
But we're not giving any money. Well, y'all are investing it, and you don't have enough, and we need to work on this and keep investing in our infrastructure so Texas can be the great state it is.
14 urban congestion relief projects have been selected by TxDOT in the state's five largest cities. That includes 4 in Austin, 3 in both Houston and Fort Worth, and 2 in both Dallas and San Antonio. Video has been released of the two men accused of an armed robbery last Saturday night at Pepe's Restaurant in Bryan. You can watch it online at WTAW.com. The suspects, who took off with an undisclosed amount of money, are also accused of firing guns at a vehicle near the restaurant. No one inside the restaurant or in the vehicle were hurt. 41,000 sets of cookware sold by HEB stores have been recalled. That's after the U.S. Consumer Product Safety Commission was told there's been 7 reports of metal discs covering rivets and frying pans popping off. No injuries have been reported. Online at WTAW.com is specific information about the affected cookware and how to get a full refund on the merchandise. WTAW News Time is 6:38. It's 43 degrees. We'll have more local news coming up for you at 7. I'm Patrick Zeinert, NewsTalk 1620, WTAW.
Hi, this is Debbie Lewis. I have a show on Sunday mornings that can make a difference to you and your family. Brazos Wellness, sponsored by College Station Medical Center, focuses on local doctors, healthcare providers, and wellness experts from right here in the Brazos Valley. This Sunday morning at 7, I'll be speaking with Dr. Williams with College Station Medical Center, Brazos Valley Food Care's Dr. O, and you and I are going to talk about reading the labels and what sugars to avoid. Be sure to listen Sunday mornings at 8 here on 1620 WTAW.
Are you or someone you know fighting cancer and struggling financially? If so, find out now if you qualify for Life Credit Company's Living Benefit Program. If qualified, you may receive up to 50% of your life insurance policy's death benefit now, while still providing coverage for your family. Cancer patients are nearly 3 times more likely to file bankruptcy than those without the disease. But cancer does not have to mean financial ruin if you qualify for Life Credit Company's Living Benefit Program. Make a two-minute call now to Life Credit Company and find out if you're eligible to receive up to 50% of your policy's death benefit now, while still preserving coverage for your family. Call 800-943-8100. That's 800-943-8100. 2 minutes is all it takes. Call now, 800-943-8100. Or learn more online at lifecreditcompany.com. That's lifecreditcompany.com.
Not available in all states.
Enjoy an enchanted evening with your little lady, daddy's little girl. The Daddy-Daughter Dance returns February 5th and 6th at the Hilton Hotel Ballroom. Friday night is recommended for ages 6 or younger, and Saturday night is recommended for ages 7 and older. Proceeds benefit the Children's Museum of the Brazos Valley. It's a night you will treasure forever, so make your reservations for the Daddy-Daughter Dance now by calling the Children's Museum at 779-5437 or visit cmbv.org.
For your car, your home, your business too, Acme Glass takes care of you. For over 60 years, we're the clear leader. Our quality and value keep shining through. For repair and replacement on all kinds of glass, you can trust Acme for quality that lasts. Where quality and value keep shining through, Acme Glass, we're the clear leader.
Good morning. It's 641 Brazos Valley weather forecast. It's brought to you by Skyline Communications, in business for your business since 1981. With two-way radios and paging service, call Skyline Communications at 775-2929.
High pressure continues to sit along the Gulf Coast. The system responsible for another beautiful day, abundant sunshine and warm. Not bad for the final days here in January. We're 70 to 75 this afternoon. Clear tonight, lows 45 to near 50. Sunny, breezy, and warm tomorrow. Temperatures will make their way up to 70 to 75. Clear to partly cloudy, breezy tomorrow night, 55 to 60. Sunny, breezy, and around 70 on Sunday. I'm meteorologist Rob Carrollton for News Talk 1620 WTAW.
And I'm Kevin O'Connor. We'll take a look at your sports here in just a bit with A&M women's basketball getting a win. It was a squeaker, but they got the win in Alabama. Courtney Walker is named to the Guard of the Year watch list. And the Aggie baseball team is in the preseason top five, highest ranking ever for the baseball team for USA Today. We'll have more on that coming up in sports here in about 9 minutes.
So did you guys watch the...
Yep.
I saw some of it.
Yeah, I saw some of it. So what'd you think?
I think I was a little... It was nice that Trump wasn't there.
Yeah, I like that
too. But for not being there, they sure did talk about him a lot.
I do not hold Megyn Kelly at the same level that Donald Trump does, but I'm not far off. For the first two questions to mention Donald Trump was ludicrous. It was absolutely ludicrous.
And the videos, to me, were kind of setup-y.
Yeah?
Like trying to hit you with a gotcha, and we're going to show pictures to prove it?
Right, right. I don't get it. Well, again, I guess that was Google, and they had a visual element there, and so they
wanted to do
that.
It was an interesting tie-in, because I was trying to find... I thought it would be streaming on Google. That's how I was trying to catch it.
Yeah, but you had to go to something, you had to do a search on Google.
Something like that. Yeah. I did a few different things. It didn't work. I found the undercard debate real quick. And I'll say Fox Business News does a really good job.
They do. I agree. It's a really good network, and we're fortunate enough to have it available here. You know, I can now divide them into two camps, I think. Candidates who I hear that make me feel confident in their ability.
Okay.
And other candidates that I hear that I don't. Rand Paul, I have no confidence in him. He's a smart guy, and the legislative branch is probably where he belongs, but in no way, shape, or form should he be in the executive branch. He just shouldn't. I mean, that's just the way that I feel. John Kasich, the same way. He's a political hack, in my estimation. But what I also am finding more and more is that Marco Rubio falls in that category.
Yeah, there's talk of him maybe making a late surge.
Well, no, I think he's on the other side of that line.
You do?
I really do, because he is so caught up in being a senator that that's the way that he looks at everything. Mm. You know what I'm saying?
Yeah.
As opposed to a governor who looks at it from a problem-solving stance, an actionable stance, senators more often theorize about what should be able to be done. See what I'm saying? That they haven't had to take action because they're senators. I just happened to turn on C-SPAN yesterday. Boy, you talk about nothing to do. I turned on the Senate, okay? Well, they're in a vote. Well, all I see is a bunch of guys, including John Cornyn, just wandering around shaking hands and chatting. Just chatting. Because, you know, the senators have like 30 minutes to vote. Oh, well, walk up and cast their ballot and come back. You know, bullcrap. We got stuff that needs to be done. And Chris Christie falls in that category. Brett Baier asked him, name one thing that needs to be done away with in government.
You want one?
I want one.
Yeah. How about one that I've done in New Jersey for the last 6 years, and that's get rid of Planned Parenthood funding for the United States of America.
Anything bigger than that?
Bigger than that? Let me tell you something. When you see thousands upon thousands upon thousands of children being murdered in the womb, I can't think of anything bigger than that.
You know, if that's your issue, that's a pretty good answer.
A lot of single-issue voters on that one.
Yep. Now, Megyn Kelly tries to say that Chris Christie, believed that profiling was part of what was done in San Bernardino. And, you know, profiling is wrong.
These folks had weapons. They knew that they were talking about trying to take our country and attack it. That's not profiling. That's law enforcement. I think that what people should do is use their common sense. And the fact is, let law enforcement make those decisions. I told people that from the time I was U.S. attorney 13 years ago.
I mean, I like that answer. I like that answer. Because here's people who want to destroy our country. And you want to concentrate on the idea that they might have possibly been profiled? I remember a guy telling me, and this was years ago, that he was traveling in Israel, and he's waiting on his luggage at the airport, and a dog comes up and basically puts his nose right on his leg. And you know what? They make no apologies in Israel.
No.
I mean, they make no apologies in Israel. If you're offended, we're sorry, but we are trying to keep our country safe. And somehow or other, you know, that becomes perverted in America, so that we're at the point where, you know, the Democrats had their little get together thing, their little conference that yesterday
Drum
in Baltimore,
circle, right.
Yeah, and this guy named Obama went and spoke there.
We're not going to build progress with a bunch of phony tough talk and bluster and over the top claims that just play into ISIL's hands. We're not going to strengthen our leadership around the world by allowing politicians to insult Muslims or pit groups of Americans against each other?
Some of them aren't Americans, Mr. President.
A lot of them.
And I believe, again, it was Christie, I think it was Christie, who quoted Teddy Roosevelt. And to paraphrase, Teddy Roosevelt said, I will offer asylum to anyone in America. I will offer America to you as long as you are willing to accept our laws and accept the way that we do things over here. I mean, that's basically what he said. If you're ready to assimilate what we do in America, you're welcome. If you want us to assimilate what you do, you're not welcome. I mean, is that so horrible? Does that make me an isolationist?
Got a number for you.
All right.
27.
And that would be?
The number of refugees approved for entry into Japan last year.
Ah. There you go.
It'd be less than 1% of those that applied.
Yeah, and you have to stand on one foot because it's pretty crowded over there.
Well, it's hard to bow on one foot.
Yeah, it's true. But, I mean, is that asking too much?
I don't think so.
That you learn our language?
Well,
you accept our laws?
And there are many, and actually, there's many cases where they reevaluate the situation in the country where the refugee came from, and then they reevaluate it years later, and if the situation improves, they go back home.
Yeah, I like that.
You want citizenship? Be a citizen.
Yeah.
You want refugee status? Okay. Wait till things get good, and then, yeah, we need you to go back.
Yeah, we do.
Because the idea is that they hopefully want to go back.
Yes.
Maybe they love their country as much as we love ours.
That's what we want. We want you to love where you are. Don't come over here and try to change it. Don't go back to your other country and feel like you need to change it. Anyway, there we are, 649.
This is Jeff Mirsky with W.E. Gibson Insurance. Do you feel captive to rising insurance rates and second-rate service? If this is the case, make the choice today and give me a call and let my ability as an independent agent represent you to more than just one insurance company so we can match you with the right coverage at a competitive price and receive exceptional service. Give me a call today at 694-1555. Or better yet, stop by. We are located in College Station at Longmire and Deacon.
Hi, this is Neil Sperry, and I'll be back with today's Plant Talk Texas right after a word from our sponsor and friends at Producers.
For more than 70 years, farmers and ranchers have depended on Producers Cooperative for quality agricultural products and services. From a full line of livestock feeds, planting seed and fertilizers, fuel and lubricants, farm and ranch equipment and supplies, you'll find it all at Producers. High-performance products, quality service, outstanding results since 1943. Producers on Texas Avenue north of Highway 21 in Bryan, or call 979-778-6000. No membership necessary to purchase.
My ribs are often bruised. My elbows have assumed quick reflex. It seems that my pitch isn't perfect, and my musician wife keeps nudging me up or down every time I sing. It's been that way for the decades that we've been married. And so it is that I nudge gently into several landscaping scenes. They're places where I see gardeners taking their efforts off focus. I'll be back with details. I'll explain them right after this message. If you're looking for one gardening reference book that'll put everything you need to know for Texas right there at your fingertips, it's my latest book, Neil Sperry's Lone Star Gardening. It's absolutely not a revision of the old Neil Sperry's Complete Guide to Texas Gardening from 1982 and 1991. This book has a completely different layout, and it's a quarter century more up to date. Also, I self-published it so I could offer you the book I always wanted. 840 photographs, 344 pages, and all for only $28.95 plus tax and postage. But that low price is only good until we put the book back on the presses for the second printing, and that'll be within the next several weeks. After that, the price goes up, so order now. The book is not in stores, it's not on Amazon. Every book goes out signed. If you want a special inscription, let us know on the order form. Order by calling 800-752-GROW. That's 800-752-4769, or order anytime from neilsperry.com. Your house is the biggest piece of artwork that you'll ever own. You need to think of it as a magnificent painting, and everything you do should showcase its beauty and conceal the blemishes. You need a lovely frame for your painting, and that frame comes in the form of the landscape. The landscape's function is to complement the artwork, not to draw undue attention from it. You wouldn't choose pink polka dots for your Monet's frame. You would look for something tasteful and simple, probably elegant, perhaps natural, and that frame would be in scale with the size of the artwork. On to the specifics. Here are some ways I see gardeners getting too cute with their landscaping, taking its true purpose off course. Almost every one of us has tried one or two of these. First of all, we forget the focal point. The place you want to draw viewers' eyes will be your front door. It is to your house what Mona Lisa's eyes are to her beauty. Never forget it as you design. We use narrow beds. This is the scale thing we talked about every once in a while here. If your house is two-story and if your property is reasonably large, the beds you design need to be appropriately sized. That might mean that they're a minimum of 5 to 7 feet wide. They might even roll out to 12 or 15 feet wide around corners and at the entryway. On the other hand, if you're landscaping a one-story home on a small urban property, bed widths need to be scaled back to 3 or 4 feet wide, broadening to 6 or 7 feet at corners. This whole scale and proportion thing can be compared back to the picture frames. If you're framing a large painting that will hang behind the sofa, you'll use a wider frame than you would for an 8x10 hallway photo of the family. Straight beds. These points build on one another. We've already alluded to the fact that your beds might have varying widths, wider at the entry and corners, and narrowing in between. Your goal in landscaping is to create a pleasant natural meadow into which your house magically appears. Nature works in curves, almost never in straight lines. Attempting symmetry in an asymmetric world, most houses are not mirror images one side to the other. It's usually better not to use a mirrored landscape plan, so many people do, however. Oh, and square shrubs. If God had intended for us to have square shrubs, he would have given them to us. I'm Neil Sperry. That's Plant Talk Texas for another day. I appreciate you. Thanks for listening. Until next time, happy gardening.
Howdy and good morning, sports fans. I'm Kevin O'Connor with your WTAW Sports. It is 6:53, and it's all brought to us by Atkinson Toyota. Courtney Walker hit a jumper with 7.3 seconds left to play to give number 10 Texas A&M the go-ahead points in the 59-56 win over Alabama in Alabama. The Aggies are 15-5 and 5-2 in the SEC and now have won 8 of their last 10 games and have had to come back from deficits in the last 5 of 8 wins. The ladies will next take on number 2 South Carolina at Reed Arena Sunday. The tip-off at 5 o'clock on our sister station, Sports Radio 1150 in the Zone, 102.7 FM. We'll keep it with the ladies' hoops team as Courtney Walker was named to the Stanley Award midseason watch list. The award is presented to the top guard in Division I women's basketball. Walker was one of 18 players and 4 that are in the SEC named to the midseason list. The award will be announced during the women's Final Four, and the award presentation is April in Philadelphia. Texas A&M baseball ranked number 4 in the preseason USA Today coaches poll released yesterday. It marks the highest ever preseason ranking for Aggie baseball in the USA Today poll. A&M was ranked number 5 at the start of the 94 and 2009 season. The Aggs were one of 4 SEC schools ranked in the top 5 and the highest ranked among Texas schools. Florida was slotted in at number 1, followed by Louisville, Vandy, Texas A&M, LSU, Miami, Virginia, Oregon State, UCLA, and Oklahoma State rounds out the top 10. Texas A&M hockey takes to the ice both tonight and tomorrow night against the University of North Texas. They drop the puck both nights at 7:30. We'll hop over to the NFL, where Las Vegas Sands chairman and CEO Sheldon Adelson wants to build a $1 billion dome stadium on UNLV's campus and is meeting with the owner of the Oakland Raiders. The Sands Corporation announced it's lending its support behind the public project to build a 65,000-seat domed stadium on a vacant 42-acre tract of land by the UNLV campus. The Senior Bowl's getting close. Here's Roger Amrick.
Jason Garrett and his staff ran the North squad through their final practice ahead of tomorrow's Senior Bowl in Mobile.
This has been a great opportunity for our team. I think our coaches have really taken advantage of this chance to get to know these guys, and we're coaching football. And, you know, I've been coming to the Senior Bowl for a number of years now, and this is by far my favorite Senior Bowl. Get a chance to see these guys, get to know them up close and personal, be on the field with them. And, you know, we love coaching ball, we love football, and it's great to be out here with these kids.
Garrett asked how he and his staff benefit.
Well, it's always fun for us to coach. You know, we always can get better at what we do. And a big part of coaching is being out here together, working together, coaching the players hard, holding them to a standard. And we can always improve on our skills, our ability to communicate, our ability to work together. And again, when you get a chance to work with these guys, the best college players in the country, guys who can have a big impact on our football team, it's a great opportunity.
World number 1 Jordan Spieth of Dallas, one shot off the lead in the Lightning suspended first round of the Singapore Open. Spieth's 4-under-67 trails South Africa's Keith Horn. Roger Amrick, TSN Sports.
And that has been a look at your sports, brought to you by Atkinson Toyota in Madisonville and Bryan, helping folks in the Brazos Valley go places. I'm Kevin O'Connor on News Talk 1620, WTAW.
Take the National Memory Test. Do you come into a room to get something and can't remember what? Forget where you parked your car? Forget someone's name? Tell a story and lose your train of thought? Get easily derailed if someone interrupts while you're talking? If you answered yes to one or more questions, you're not alone. Many people deal with memory issues. That's why you need Ageless Memory, a fast-acting supplement with ingredients clinically shown to help you process, retain, and recall information quickly. Ageless Memory starts to reduce mental fatigue and helps improve speed of mental performance within 60 minutes.
Right now, you can get a risk-free bottle of Ageless Memory. Call 1-800-346-5193. Jog your memory with Ageless Memory. Stop feeling absent-minded. Start remembering again. Feel more mentally sharp and on top of your game. Don't let your memory stall on you. Try Ageless Memory today. Call 1-800-346-5193. That's 1-800-346-5193.
Coffee in the morning for some people is a very serious thing. Without it, they're groggy and grumpy for the early part of their day. If you're one of these people, you can appreciate the value of a good cup of coffee. If you're the boss of these people, you can appreciate Twin City Coffee Service. For over 25 years, you've counted on Twin City Coffee to provide the best coffee and filtrated water service in the Brazos Valley. Call Mike or Troy to see how they can help you enhance your break station with their refreshing coffee, tea, and filtrated water. Call 779-3928. Twin City Coffee Service.
The hometown advantage. You see it in the shops and offices downtown, in our factories, schools, and farms. Jeff the accountant has it. So do Corey in IT and Amber, the vet tech. They found local jobs at AggielandHelpWanted.com. It's where local employers find local workers like you, people who care about this community. Search jobs and apply online right now. Get the advantage of finding a job close to home at AggielandHelpWanted.com. Local jobs that work.
Let's do some weather. It's brought to you by Anchor Foundation Repair, the leader in foundation repair for over 30 years, but they also do polyurethane concrete raising, driveways or patios or swimming pools. More information at anchorfoundationrepair.net. Man, it's going to be a nice few days. As a matter of fact, the weekend and beyond, high today about 71. High tomorrow around 74. It's 77 on Sunday, and Monday will be about the same thing. A little cooler on Tuesday at 60, but lots of sunshine. The breezes are going to be up a little bit. That's about the only downside. Right now, we've got 40 degrees outside, and it's 7 o'clock. WTAW.